Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Thanks for listening this morning. This is Francie Overstreet giving the Daily Phil devotional. And the Word of God in Matthew 6, 16 through 18 says, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." To fast or not to fast? With apologies to William Shakespeare in Hamlet's "to be or not to be" soliloquy, this is the question. Why should or shouldn't we fast? There are many examples of fasting in the Bible. Jesus fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. Anna, in Luke 2:37, worshipped God with fasting and prayer night and day. Daniel mourned over the sin of the Israelite people that caused their captivity in Persia and fasted 3 weeks in contrition and seeking God. Even unbelievers fasted, as the king of Nineveh proclaimed a fast to avert God's prophesied destruction of Nineveh. There are many instances of fasting following the death of someone. There were and are various reasons for fasting. However, Jesus did not stress fasting, but assumed that his followers would fast, as he says, "And when you fast, but when you fast," in Matthew 6. In our current sermon series in Matthew, this is the third righteousness practice of the Pharisees that Jesus would correct. All three practices, offerings, prayer, and now fasting, are encouraged, but it is the intent and motivation of them. The Pharisees would display their righteous acts before men and did it to be seen. Fasting is done to God, for Him, and not to impress others. And if a believer fasts privately, in contrition, in surrender, and in devotion to God, the promise is, your Father who sees in secret will reward you. There is no formula for length or timing of fasting. It can be for a day, days, or longer. There are multiple reasons for fasting, but ultimately it seems to draw us away from earthly distractions and into greater trust of God. In a difficult desert time in my life, I was seeking an answer to what, if anything, God wanted me to do. I went away for 3 days to be alone and chose to fast from solid food and also fasted from everything that distracted me. No phone, no TV, etc. I spent a lot of time walking and talking with God, being silent, seeking Him, some weeping, resting, listening, and then He answered me during the last day away. There have been other times of fasting, but that one has significance that changed me profoundly. Jesus was asked by John the Baptist's disciples why he and his disciples did not fast as they did in John 9. Jesus' answer teaches that in His presence, there is no need for mourning over sin through fasting. Our joy is in His permanent presence in each believer as our sin is forgiven. However, Jesus clearly says, "And when you fast." The question is to fast or not to fast. How will you answer that? Might the Lord want you to engage in this practice? If you do, don't tell anyone. Thanks for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.